本能バカバテバクデバヤ
Yesterday, we are discussing the what is the first class religious system. Tavai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti adho kare. The test is people are very much enthusiastic to fight. My religion is better. I am Hindu. Our religion is very good. Somebody says, no, we are Christian. Our religion is very good. Somebody, my religion. This fighting is going on. In European history, there was fight, crusade, between religious groups. In our country, in India, there was fight between Hindus and Muslims. So what is the meaning of this fight? Actually, when one is God conscious, he knows God, then where is the chance of fighting? Jasya Devi Parava. Because one should be, if actually one is God conscious, jasyasti bhakti bhagavati apinchana, the very literature gives us information that actually if one is a devotee of God, God is one. God cannot be two. It is not that Hindus have got one God and Christians have got another God. No. God cannot be two. Then there cannot be any competition of gods. I am God. Just like nowadays it has become a fashion. So many gods, rascals are coming. I am God. He says, I am God, I am God, I am God. How many gods are there? No. God is one. Eka Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. That is the basic injustice. Just like the sun. Sun is one. From our practical example. You cannot say that this is American sun and this is Indian sun or this thing is African sun. Sun is one. If a creation of God is one and it is so powerful, sun is one of the creation of God. There are millions of suns. We can see one only. So, if one sun created by God can do so much work, can distribute so much heat and light, just imagine how much powerful is the creator of the sun. This is common sense. So, we get information from Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava mattah sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti mama buddha bhava samannita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Whatever we see, whatever there is, they are all emanations from God. That is the Vadika Vedanta Sutra also. Simple. If you want to know what is God, the Vedanta Sutra informs us in two words. Very simple. God, or the Absolute Truth, is that who is the source of everything. Janmadrasya-yataha. The original source from whom everything is coming is God. Very simple definition. Anyone can understand. If you find out, that is our intuitive philosophy means to inquire. Athato Brahma Jignasa, to inquire. Now, this life, this human form of life, is especially meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. In animal life, we cannot be. There are big animals, tigers and lions and elephants, and big trees also. They are also living entities. Big shell fish within the ocean. Very gigantic. Big mountains. Mountains they have got also life. But they cannot inquire about God. That is not true. You can inquire about God in this human form of life. That's all. Therefore, in any civilized society, there is an inquiry of God. That is called religion. One may be, in degrees, there may be different. Just like in India, they are also making inquiry. Not now. Not at the present moment. They have given up. But, hundreds and thousands of years ago, not thousands, even 200 years ago, India was so inquisitive about inquiring about God. Even one Chinese gentleman, he has written one book, philosophical, that is recommended, and forgot the name, title of the book, that is studied in New York University in the religion class. In that book he has written that if you want to know about God, if you want to know about religion, then you must go to India. Yes, that's a fact. Because in no other country, the great sages and saintly persons engage themselves so seriously about understanding God. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra is there. So, we should know that God is one. God is not different. There cannot be any competition of God. Matta parataram nanna kinti rasti dhananja. There cannot be any superior truth than God. Therefore, God is called the great. God is called the absolute. So, religion means, first class religion means, how the followers have developed the understanding of God, that is first class. Not that how many animals we can sacrifice, or how many times, so many rituals and so many other things are there in every religion. But we have to test by the result. Phalena parichiyas. Everything, just like we have studied so much in scientific math, but there is examination. If one passes the examination, then it is understood that he has studied nicely. That is our common sense. In his school, colleges, everywhere. If I cannot pass the examination, and if I advertise myself, I have studied this, I have studied that. So what is the value of it? Suppose a man is doing business. If we see that by doing business, he has acquired some money, has become rich, then we can understand that he is successful businessman. But if he is a poor man, and he says, I have done this, I have done that, I have done that, you can say so. But we want to know by the result. Phalena parichiyate. That is a Sanskrit version. But we have to understand by the result. Phalena, what result you have got? What the value of your examination paper is? How much mark you have received? Similarly, we can declare ourselves very religionist. Great religion is follower of great religion. But what is it? What is, how much you have developed your sense of God consciousness? How much you have learned to love God? Just like in all Western countries, Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed his life for God. And you are sad that you are preaching something blasphemy. But he was a devotee of God. He preached to the people that there is kingdom of God. You love God and go to the kingdom of God. Simple truth. That is the actual business of human life. This human life is meant for understanding God, because we are part and parcel of God, and we have forgotten. With the same thing, I have given several times example, a person, he belongs to a rich father, but somehow or other, he has left home and his lottery. In your country, this example is very applicable. So many boys, they have left their rich father, rich family, and lying down on the street. I've seen. Why? Maybe some reason. But he is not expected to lie down on the street because he has got his father, at least his nation, your American nation. Similarly, when we become puzzled and confused and want to live independently of God, the richest father, who can be richest than God? God means the richest. Nobody can be richer than him. That is another definition of God. Oishadjasya, samagrasya, vidyasya, jasasya, sya, jnana, bhaiya, gayasteiva, sarad iti bhagangana. Bhaga, bhaga means fortune. One who is opulent is six kinds of fortunes. We can understand it very well. Just like in this material world, if one man is very rich, he is attracted. Everybody speaks about him. Even he is a nonsense number one. If he has got money, everyone speaks about him. At least in this age it is going on. Nobody considers of anything, but if somehow or other one becomes very rich, he becomes a popular figure. So God must be richest. Here, within this material world, we can say, I am richer than that, but somebody is richer than me. I cannot claim that nobody is richer than me. That is not possible. We shall find out less rich than me, and we can find out more rich than ourselves. Two things we can. But when you come to God, you will find nobody is richer than him. Therefore, God is called great. God is great. Similarly, not only in riches, oishadya, sa samakrasya, vidyasya, in power also. Oishadya, sa samakrasya, vidyasya, jasasya, in reputation also. In fame. Just like everyone. It may be you belong to some religion I belong to, but everyone knows that God is great. That is reputation. Oishadjasa, samakasya, vidyasa, and sri means beauty. God is the most beautiful. Just like, see, Krishna here, we have got Krishna's figure here. How beautiful he is. God must be, he's young, all right. An old man cannot become beautiful. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Advaita yachyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusa navajovanancha. That is the description. Adyam purana, he is the original person. The oldest of all, but he is Navajovant, just like a beautiful boy, say 16 or 20 years old. So that is beautiful, the most beautiful, and the most wise jnana. Nobody can be wiser than God. These are the descriptions given by Parashara Muni, father of Vyasa. Oishadjasa samagrasa vijasa dasasa sriya jnana vairagya, and at the same time renounced. Now God has created this universe. God has created in cosmic manifestation innumerable universes. But he is not interested in it. He is interested, he is created, he has given us facility to live here. But he is not coming here to enjoy it. But he has got better. Or he doesn't care for all these opulences. That is another qualification. So, this human form of life is made for understanding God and scientific with full knowledge. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we are preaching this Bhagavad discourse. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the nature of God that has been described? Janmadasyajata annayat itaratasya artishu avijya sarat. God is cognizant. He knows everything. He is a sentient being. Not like a dead stone. If God is not a sentient being, if God is not a person, how so many powerful persons, sentient persons coming from Him? If the Father is not intelligent, how the sons and daughters can become intelligent? A dog cannot give birth to an intelligent person. A person who is intelligent, he can give birth to intelligent children. This is our practical experience. Therefore, this description of God, we should try to understand what is God. If you can find out a person who is superior in everything, in wealth, in strength, in beauty, in fame, in knowledge, in advancement, he's God. Don't capture any fourth class God. If you are intelligent, try to understand what is the meaning of God and try to understand. So, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that is first class religion. What is that? Which gives opportunity to the followers how to love God. Why should we not? If God is great, if our Father is so great, why should we not love? We flatter somebody here having a few millions of dollars, we flatter, and he is the richest of all, we should not love him. Why? What is the reason? And actually, he is supplying everything. Ego bhunang vidudhati kama. He is supplying all necessities of life to all living entities. Beginning from the ant to the elephant. So why not to us? We have dedicated our whole life for the service of God. If God is giving food to the ant, to the elephant, why not to us? So don't think that you will starve in God consciousness. You will never starve. Go on with your duty, loving God and preaching love of God. You will always be opulent. Be sure. An ordinary man, if you work for him, he gives you salary, good salary. And we are working for God, we don't get salary. How is that? You must get. If you are really lover of God, worker for God, don't think of your economic condition. It will be support. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Yogokhemam Bahamaham. He personally supplies whatever necessities are there. Just like a father. A small child who is completely dependent on the parents. The parents look after the comfort. The child does not ask the parent because he cannot think of. So, he simply depending on God. Simply depending on parents. Simply, if you simply depend on God, there is no question of your economic problem. Be sure. This is common sense. So there is scarcity of devotees of God at the present moment. People have rejected God. Somebody is saying God is dead. Somebody is accepting Rascal as God. Somebody is declaring himself as God. No. Try to understand God scientifically and become a devotee, a lover of God. Your life will be successful. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not that my God, your God, this religion, that religion. God is one and religion is one. What is that religion? Love of God. That's all. There is not a second religion. This is the belief. Therefore, God comes and says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Bhaja. This is religion. Don't be after so-called religion. You become a lover of God, you are first class religion. Yes. That is taught by God. Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Mami Kamsan, this is religion. And if you don't love God, if you simply love dog, and how you can be religious? Huh? So that is God. Savai Pungsan Paro Dharma, Jato Bhakti Radhokhaj, Adhokhaje. This very word is used because God cannot be seen at the present moment with our material eyes. God cannot be touched with our material hand. Therefore, his name is Adhokhaja. Adhakritha Akhaja Jnanam Jatra. With our material eyes, material hands, material senses, we cannot understand what is God. Atasya Krishna Namadi Namhavi Grahyam Indri. Don't make sound. Atasya Krishna Namadi, God's name, God's form, God's quality, God's personality, God's paraphernalia, and so many things. No bhavet graiham indriyai. Indriya means senses. Our present senses are blunt, imperfect. They are defective with so many faults. Everyone can understand that I am very much proud of my eyes. I want to see God, but I cannot see my eyelid. And when I block my eyes, I cannot see what is this little fragment of the skin. And still I am proud, I want to see God. You see? You have to qualify yourself. Then you can see God. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when entered the Jagannath temple, he immediately fainted. Oh, here is my Lord. Another person says, what is this nonsense? A wooden, not even very beautiful form, and he. So because he hasn't got eyes. One who has got eyes to see God, he does not see anything except God. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilo Chanena Santasadaiva Ridayesu Bilo Kayanti. You have to anoint your eyes with love of God. Then you will see that God is present everywhere. God is present in the tree, God is present in the animal, God is present in you, God is present in your family, you cannot. Actually, that is the fact. Religion means how to get that eyes, how to get that hand, how to get that leg, so that I can appreciate God. That should be the process of human civilization. Not that how I can compete with tiger and how I can compete with cats and dogs. That is not it. Religion means how you have developed your love of God how we have seen God in every state. Everywhere. God is everywhere. That's a fact. Annantarastham paramanu jayantarastham. God is within at all. These are the descriptions in the scriptures. Eka pasaula chayatam jagadanna koti jachakti dasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindamadi purusam tamang vajami. So, the scientists, they are finding out so many miracles within the atom. But the basic information is that within the atom there is God. Find out God. Without God, without the spirit, nothing material can develop. Just like we have got experience. Just like father and mother being united. There is secretion in the womb. But if there is the spiritual spark, then the woman becomes pregnant. The body is born. If the spiritual spark is not there, you can have sex lives, hundreds of thousands of. But therefore the theory, the fact, not theory, that unless a spiritual spark enters into the matter cannot develop. At least we can experience that as soon as the spiritual spark is out of the lump of matter, big elephant, it is death. Therefore, the basic injunction that annantarastham paramanucayantarastham, this big universe is developed because the karanas of it, the Garbhodukshaya Vishnu has entered within this vision. Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekanshi nasitu deva. So God is the Supreme Spirit. If you individually study this individual spirit as you are, I am, we must know because we are sparks. God is the original fire. We are sparks qualitatively. The spark and the fire are the same thing. The spark is very minute, small, and the big fire is very great. But this, you can study by studying yourself that because I am spirit soul, I have entered into this lump of matter, therefore this body has developed, this body is moving, the body is working, it is so important, Mr. Such and Such, Professor body or scientist body, but as soon as that spiritual spark is over, it is nothing but a lump of matter, you can kick it out. So, God is everywhere. Simply, we have to make our these blunt eyes. It's like education. I am seeing a motor car, but an advanced motor engineer, he sees also the car, the difference of seeing. If there is some defect in the car, I cannot do it, but one engineer, one who knows the mechanic, he knows, immediately touches and the car runs. Similarly, we should know that by education, by culture, by knowledge, we can understand God. Not by fictitious, by concoction, I have accepted this God, I have said that. So that education can be very quickly done. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand God. There are so many philosophers in the world, so many scientists, they are declining because they could not find what is God, they are denying. Just like my inefficiency of my eyes, I see that beyond this wall I cannot see. I say, oh, there is nothing beyond this. But I'll be back. That is my lack of education. Not that there is nothing beyond this wall. My imperfect eyes cannot see. My imperfect senses cannot realize. But you can make your senses perfect to see God by a process. What is that? Bhakti Yoga. That is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mama vijanati javane dasyami tattata. In one place Krishna has said, manushanam sahasreshu kaschidyatati siddhai. Out of many millions of persons, one is very much anxious to make his life perfect. Everyone is not. They are simply working like cats and dogs, that's all. Nobody is interested how to make life perfect. Manushanam sahasreshu. Out of millions of persons, one becomes interested how to make this life perfect. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhay. Jatatam api siddhyana. And out of many such perfect persons who has made his life perfect, out of many such persons, kasti jana, kasti vetiman tattata knows God. So God knowing is not very easy job, but it can be made easy by a process which is called bhakti yoga. That is explained here. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananchaja Ahitukam. If we apply our Bhakti Yoga and to Vasudevi Bhagavati. So Vasudevi is not ordinary person. He is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To show us mercy, he descends. That is his mercy. The Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayaji. If you take to devotional service, what is that devotional service? It is also very easy. It is not very difficult thing. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jati mana namaskaru. If anyone comes in this temple, simply offers a little obeisance, just bow down. Mana namaskaru. And if you think of these details, manmana bhava madhu. In this way, those have become devotees. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji. You worship these four principles if you adopt. That is bhakti yoga. That is bhakti yoga. But the bhakti yoga can be kept active by Sravanam Kirtana. Just like you are hearing, I am speaking. This is Kirtana. And you are hearing, both we are benefiting. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Satyam Atmanyo. These are the nine different procedures of Bhakti Yoga. The first thing is Sravanam. If we simply keep these duties here, we may see. But if we don't hear about it, then it will be happening. Then it will be happening. Just like in India it has become. Because they have given us the process of Sravanam Kirtanam. Therefore, they are feeling it now everywhere. Not only in India, everywhere. Because they have given up bona fide Savanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting about God, it has become a burden and they are trying to sell the temples and churches. So don't stop. If you stop the Savanam Kirtanam, then you have to gradually, you will diminish in your devotional service. That is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga begins from Savana, from hearing. Savanam Kirtanam is no. So Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that if we want to know Krishna, God, then it has to be known through Bhakti Yoga. Vakyamam abhijanati javan jasyami tattva. Not by awareness. Then Krishna would have declared that you can understand God by Hatha Yoga or Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga or Karma Yoga. There are so many yogic principles. But Krishna summarizes all the yoga system in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhagati jumam samayajuttatam. The first class yogi is he who is constantly 24 hours thinking of Krishna. And Krishna also says, manvana bhavamad vakta, think of me. So, our process, the Bhakti Yoga process is very simple. We chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. As soon as we chant Krishna, this name, this holy name, and as soon as we hear about Him, Krishna, Hare Krishna, immediately remember what is Krishna. Savanam Kirtan Smaranam. Smaranam means remember. In this way, if we continue always thinking of Krishna, remembering about His name, fame, quality, best time, then your life is perfect. That is the sky here. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Bhakti Yoga, this is Bhakti Yoga. Hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering obeisances, to become friend, to become servant, and dedicate everything to Krishna. These are the different processes. You accept all, or one, two, three, as you can. Even if you accept one only, then your life will be perfect. If you simply come here and hear, your life will be perfect. If you do not worship, if you simply come, therefore we are opening centers all over the world. If you simply come here and kindly hear what we are speaking about God, your life will be successful. Simple by Savan. Just an example is Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit, he has only 7 days' time of his life. That is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. He simply heard, he listened carefully about Krishna and he became perfect. He simply listened. He had no other listening. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, he simply described, chanted about Krishna. He became perfect. Prahlad Maharaj, he has been punished and chastised by his father in so many ways, but you are simply remembering Krishna. He become perfect. Hanuman, he was not even a man, he was animal. But his only business was to serve Lord Ramchandra at any risk. He jumped over the ocean. He did not know any Vedanta philosophy, he was an animal. But he dedicated his life to serve Lord Ramchandra. He took the risk of jumping over the sea. Now, in this way, there are 9 different processes of Bhakti Yoga. You can utilize all of them, or you can utilize some of them, But if you stick to one on him, then your life will be successful. How life will be successful? That is also stated there. Janayati asu bhairagyam jnananjagat ahitukam. By bhakti yoga process, your original knowledge will be revived. What is that original knowledge? Original knowledge is that God is the Supreme Father, I am His eternal Son, or eternal servant. As you say, Son is always servant. Because Son, real Son, is obedient. And servant is also obedient. And as we have got distinction here, servant and son, in the absolute world there is no such distinction. A son is as good as a servant, and servant is as good as a son. That is absolute world. Don't think, why shall I become a servant? No, whatever you like, you can become. But in relationship with God, everything is one. There is no such distinction. So, Janayati asks, this is gyan, this is knowledge. That God is great, I am very insignificant, small, my business is to serve. This is gyan, this is knowledge. This is one. If simply we can understand this little philosophy, that God is great, I am very small, we have got experience here that the government is great and we are small. So whatever the order is government, the government wants somebody to come and join this draft department. You have to go do it. Because you are small. So we can see in our practical life the great puts the little into his service. Nūraṁ mahatāna tatra. Just like we are powerful human beings, we are killing so many animals because they are weak. Otherwise, it is not possible that you can live at the expense of poor animals because they are weak. So similarly, in God's relationship, there is no such thing that if you remain subservient to God, He will kill you. No, He will protect you. He is protecting everyone. But if you become obedient, devotee of God, there is special protection. Kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranastati. Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita, my devotee will be never vanquished. He will give protection. He is giving protection to everyone, but a protection general and protection special for the devotee, special protection. Just like a very nice gentleman. He loves everyone, but he gives a special protection to his own children. So, in this way, try to understand the philosophy of God. That is Bhagavad. Bhagavad discourse means to understand the philosophy of God. So this process, the religion means, first class religion means one who has learned to love God. That is first class. And how to love God, how to practice that love, that is bhakti yoga. Vasudeva bhagavati, bhakti yoga, prema. Janayati asu vairagyam. Vairagyam, the word, two things required in human life. Knowledge, and renunciation. Renunciation. Try to understand what is renunciation. Just like we, the members of the Krishna Society, we have renounced all material activities. That's all. That is renouncement. Our activities are surrounding only about Krishna. We do not do anything except Krishna business. We are publishing magazine, that is Krishna. We are publishing books, that is Krishna. We are going to the press, that is for Krishna. We are going to the market, that is for Krishna. We are cooking, that is for Krishna. We are living only for Krishna. We are dancing for Krishna. We are chanting for Krishna. So we have renounced the same thing out there in the material life. Publishing book or going to the press, typing or microphone or dancing, chanting, but they are not for Krishna. That is for sense gratification. So, vairagya means no more working for sense gratification. That is vairagya. That is renouncement. Only for working Krishna, for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is called vairagya. And to attain this vairagya renouncement, one requires sufficient knowledge. That is called jnana. So this knowledge and renouncement, two things required in human life. Just like in your country, some of the younger generation, they have renounced. That's a good qualification, but they have no knowledge. Renouncement and knowledge must be combined. Then your life is sufficient. Simply renouncement, you cannot stay. You renounce, again accept. Again accept. So, these two things can be achieved very easily. That formula is given here. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu. Asu means very quick. Just like these American, European boys, especially I mentioned. 4 years ago, they had no knowledge of God. Now, they have got knowledge of God and they have renounced all nonsense. They have no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meeting. This is renouncement. So this renouncement and knowledge can be acquired simply this method of bhakti yoga. What is that? Thinking of Krishna, manmana, to become his devotee, to worship him, and to offer him obeisance. Only 4 things. That is called bhakti yoga. If you adopt it, gradually you will understand God and your life will be successful. Thank you.